DW News.
I'm Eunice Wanjiro with the DW News. Kenya's President William Ruto has refused to sign a new tax law hours after the legislation was passed by Parliament. James Shimanyula in Nairobi has more.
The situation in Kenya's capital Nairobi is still tense, a day after massive protests against tax hikes left at least 23 people dead and several injured. Police opened fire at demonstrators who stormed the Parliament building after lawmakers passed the deeply unpopular tax plan. Addressing Kenyans Wednesday, Kenya's President William Ruto, who is facing the most serious crisis since coming to power, announced that he has withdrawn the finance bill that triggered mass protests.
To the people of Kenya, who have said loudly that they want nothing to do with this finance bill 2024, I concede, and therefore I will not sign the 2024 finance bill, and it shall subsequently be withdrawn, and I have agreed with these members that that becomes our collective position.
The International Criminal Court convicted the former head of the Islamic Police in Mali's historic city of Timbuktu for crimes against humanity and forcing hundreds of women into sexual slavery. The judges Said Al-Hassan Ag Abdul Aziz Ag Mohammed Ag Mahmoud played an important role in the Ansar Din Islamist group, which took the city on the fringe of the Sahara Desert in 2012 and tried to impose Sharia Islamic law. This news comes to you from DW, Germany's international broadcaster. 20 soldiers and a civilian were killed in an attack in western Niger next to the border with Burkina Faso. That's according to Niger's ruling military junta, which blamed the attack on a coalition of armed groups. It said a further 9 people were wounded and 2 vehicles damaged. Julian Assange has arrived in Australia a free man after pleading guilty to violating espionage laws at a US court in the South Pacific. The deal spared him further prison time and ends the lengthy legal fight over leaked classified files he published on WikiLeaks. And finally, NATO has officially announced outgoing Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte as its next Secretary General. He will take over from Jens Stoltenberg on October 1st. Some of the biggest challenges for Rutte will be Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine and uncertainty over the US future commitment to the alliance. And that's the latest. I'm Eunice Wanjiro.